1. The unusually named Varhan Orkestrovich Bauer, Varhan means pipe organ in Czech, while Orkestrovich is derived from the word orchestra, is a well-known Czech conductor and composer whose work is featured in a number of cutting-edge films, including the mock documentary Czech Dream. But Varhan's most ambitious work to date was composing the soundtrack for the new film by Miloš Forman, called Goya's Ghosts. I was able to meet with Varhan Orkestrovich Bauer ahead of the film's gala premiere, which will take place in Prague this week. And he told me what working on the project was like.
This work was special because Miloš just heard my music. And even though he had somebody else which was in charge of music, he was able to listen to my music, and he was so interested that he put my music in his movie. And later on, they made a letter for American Embassy in Prague, and then I got a visa to get to New York to see the first editing version of the Goya's Ghosts.
When you got involved, you still had no idea exactly what kind of film it would be. What was the difference between, say, preparing music for just a project and then suddenly seeing specifically what project it was for?
It was quite different because I thought it would be directly about Goya, but it's more about the faith and about the politics and about how somebody can trust his whole life to something and somebody not. The movie surprised me, and it was very impressive and very heavy. So the music I created after was very heavy.
Tell me, what kind of working relationship did you have with the director, Miloš Forman? You said that you went to New York City, and I understood you spent about half a year there?
I was flying back and forth, and the relationship was based on professional qualities, and he's really friendly to people, and he's funny, and he's thinking, and he's looking for some unusual solutions of the movies or situations which is around him. So that was really inspiring experience to be around him.
Did you talk with him personally about the music as well, and different moments where something could be added, something could be taken away?
Yeah. He's working constantly. Even though we are somewhere on the dinner, he's constantly thinking about the movie, and that's what I like about him.
One thing is writing music, composing the music. Another thing is actually conducting it. I understand that for Goya's Ghosts, you also conducted with the London Symphony Orchestra?
Yes, in the studio Abbey Road. When I was little, my father used to play for me Abbey Road by Beatles. And I loved it. As a kid, I knew it by heart. Like, I remembered all the words and everything. And suddenly it happened to me that I came to Abbey Road. So I visited the room where the Beatles were recording. And I can say that in the walls and everywhere, it's some kind of fluidum in there. And after I came to this big place where there was a symphony orchestra, and it was, since first moment, it was working. They were performing absolutely everything I wanted, and it was really a lovely experience for both sides.
How did you find the finished product when you saw the music melded with image when Goya's Ghosts was finished and you saw it for the first time?
I saw it in Madrid on the premiere in November. I saw it without being inside it, because I lived in the movie for, let's say, half a year. I knew each sentence, everything. I was in there, so suddenly I did some other music for other movie, and I came for the premiere to Madrid, and I was detached, and I can say that even afterwards it took me inside of the movie, so I lived inside.
When you're not writing the score for a film like Goya's Ghosts, what are you doing? What other projects are you involved in?
I am doing a lot of performance of with my film orchestra, which I am running for 15 years, and I perform score music from movies and also some church music, and also I am trying right now to do a combination of drum and bass and the symphonic music. But it's really difficult because of the technical equipment and the special sound systems, because you need to hear both things to mix them up properly. Both things have to be equal. So the electronic music and the symphonic music has to go through each other and not to hurt each other.
In general, do you, as an artist, do you like when you clash up different styles or mash them up together, say more Baroque elements with sort of punkish style, where you're moving within genres?
Yeah, I like it. I like it because it's a new way of creating. It's totally new, and you have to study both sides. You have to understand the drum and bass, for example, and the classical music. Both things together, you have to really study. And suddenly you see when they are meeting each other, when they can collaborate, and what you have to avoid to be able to make it together.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you're asked all the time. I know that you changed your name, that you weren't born with the name Varhan Orkestrovich. At which point did you actually decide to change your name?
I think that it's not that much important. Important is that my name is in the equality of who I am and what I'm doing, because nomen omen, which means that which name you choose and you use and which you will get the power, you will get back. And if you choose properly and everything is in harmony, the result is perfect. In the name is everything. There is like my love to aristocracy, there is some self-irony and a little bit of Don Quixotism or parody, and I like it because I don't take myself so seriously, so I think that that's good.
Why was it that in the end you chose to compose music so specifically for film? Why do you think that film is a good medium for, say, symphonic music?
Because film, you are able to speak with the film music to so many people. It's much more people in the movie theaters all over the world than they will come for one concert. And it's also the program music. The music is directed by the picture, so the form and the orchestration and the using of different instruments is based on the picture. So it's a program music of the highest type.